28 years after his death, 50 years after he brought the national game to the Golden West. His Dodgers won 4 World Series, 11 pennants, set attendance records, and were considered a model sports enterprise. So why did it take so long for him to get into the Hall of Fame? Walter O'Malley moved the Brooklyn Dodgers to Los Angeles. For some people, this wasn't a business decision, but a personal assault. The Dodgers weren't just a ball club in Brooklyn. They were the ball players who lived down the street, the knights who bore Brooklyn's name in battle against the Giants in Manhattan. Moving the Dodgers from Brooklyn to Los Angeles has been considered both the smartest and rottenest thing a team owner has ever done. In one sharp stroke, Walter O'Malley made Major League Baseball a truly national enterprise. But he struck a blow to the heart of a place that may only now be starting to heal. Baseball, like millions of Americans, began to go west in the 1950s. The Braves moved from Boston, where they struggled as the second team in a small town, to Milwaukee, where they won a World Series. The St. Louis Browns went to Baltimore, the Philadelphia Athletics to Kansas City. The Dodgers are one of 3 teams in New York. Their fans were colorful and devoted, but fewer of them came to the park. Attendance fell to 1 million a year at a time when a team's revenue depended on how many people came through the gates. Walter O'Malley thought it was because fans who'd moved from apartments in post-war Brooklyn to homes on Long Island had to drive to Ebbets Field.
In Brooklyn, we didn't have a single parking lot. We parked in the driveways of people who had homes in the vicinity. The day of the Brooklyn Trolley Dodger was over, and we had to reckon with the automobile.
Walter O'Malley wanted to build a new ballpark with expanded parking at Atlantic and Flatbush Avenues. But Robert Moses, New York City's all-powerful master planner, rejected the plan. Los Angeles eventually offered the club 352 acres near downtown and the chance to be the number one club in the nation's fastest-growing city. Which would you choose? How many Brooklynites who reviled Walter O'Malley for moving the Dodgers wound up moving themselves to Long Island, New Jersey, Manhattan, even California, because they saw more opportunity? Robert Moses was an unsentimental man who didn't believe that sports stadiums enlivened cities. Interestingly, Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa said just about the same thing last week to explain why he's unwilling to build a new stadium to bring a National Football League team back to Los Angeles. It's hard to argue with results. Many Brooklynites date the loss of people, jobs, and hope the borough suffered for decades to the day Walter O'Malley took the Dodgers away. But the Dodgers prospered. The club that was so often considered beloved bumblers in Brooklyn, dem bums, won the World Series 3 times in their first 8 years in California. That nickname, bums, faded as quickly as a vacation tan for a team that had Koufax and Drysdale on the mound, Maury Wills stealing second, and Frank Sinatra cheering them on from box seats. So 50 years later, Brooklyn is back, the Dodgers belong to L.A., and Walter O'Malley, or his plaque, will hang in the Hall of Fame.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all heart, all heart and all thumbs, they're my Los Angeles, your Los Angeles, our Los Angeles. Do you think we'll really win the pennant? Bye!
Danny Kaye, this is NPR News.